עכשיו איתכם, זמן אוויר, עם מנחם דוקר.
טוב, עכשיו רבותיי, קבלו את ניסים בלק, ניסים, ניסים, ניסים.
What's up, how you doing, מנחם?
How are you doing, my brother?
ברוך השם, חסדי השם, חסדי השם.
רבותיי, ניסים בלק, הראפר ניסים התותח. וואו, איזה כיף לדבר עם ניסים בשידור חי. ניסים, ברוך השם יצאת מהקורונה, נכון? ניצלת, survived the corona virus.
Yeah, ברוך השם, I did. I say this, the coronavirus survived me, you know?
yeah. הוא ניצח את הקורונה, חבר'ה. ניסים ניצח. Tell me, were you in really a dangerous situation, in a serious situation?
You know what, to be honest, I wish I could tell you. The problem was is that the doctors had very little communication with me on everything that was going on. According to myself, yeah, there was a few days I was in the hospital, and I felt like I wasn't coming home, you know. I couldn't breathe. I have asthma, you know. So it was very, very hard for me to breathe. So I was on oxygen or whatever. I was never under the incubator. They never put me to sleep, but I was on oxygen, and it was a few nights there. It got very scary.
הוא היה בבית חולים בלי חמצן. הוא לא חשב שהוא חוזר הביתה ונתנו לו חמצן. זה היה מפחיד מאוד. הוא לא הצליח לנשום, אומר לנו ניסים, בכמה ימים. But then what happened suddenly? מה קרה פתאום?
It's you know, the virus is, it goes up and down, you know what I mean? One day you feel great, next day lo magish tov baklal, you don't feel good, you don't know what, and it's back and forth. So it was very hard, but I think the biggest thing was Nagishli, my brother-in-law, he called me and he said to me, he started giving me chizik, and I felt like once my mind changed, I was able to fight much more, you know. I was very encouraged. I started walking back and forth. Another thing is that a lot of people don't know about the virus. If you're not active and you just sit and you sit, the virus continues to make you more weak. You feel more chalash. So you got to be up and active and moving so that the virus doesn't overtake you. You know what I mean?
I didn't know that. הוא אומר שהוא באמת היה בדיכאון והיה לו קשה, אבל אז גיסו צלצל ואמר לו שהוא צריך להתחזק ולזוז. הוא אומר שמי שיש לו את הקורונה, לא כדאי לשבת ולשכב, כי אז באמת הווירוס לא יצא מהגוף, אלא הפוך, לעשות פעילות ולזוז, וזה מה שהוא עשה. ניסים בלק, ברוך השם, אתה בבית עכשיו, נכון? You're 100% okay, no?
Yes, I'm feeling much better, I'm at home, yeah. Right now I feel 100%, only problem is that, you know, things that I had before, now they bother me more, like I had an issue with my leg and, you know, circulation, so... Now that it's, the virus is gone, but, you know, I obviously have to watch my legs and different things like that more.
How is your taste and smell? Is it okay?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. You know what? I feel like I can't taste everything the way I want to, you know? I feel like there's, you know, something tiny missing. I can taste almost 100%, but there's still, like, some flavor, you know what I mean? Like, I can't taste my Moroccan salmon the way I like to
what
taste
flavor
my Moroccan
can you
salmon,
taste?
You know? I don't know. It's something
the Moroccan salmon. Okay. maybe the virus is a racist. He's an anti-Moroccan, yeah. My friend.
maybe.
הוא אומר שהוא לא תואם. הטעמים שלו, שאלת לו לגבי הטעמים, הוא אומר הטעם שלו בסדר, כמעט בסדר, חוץ מהטעם החריף לא עובד לו. אמרתי לו, אולי הווירוס, הקורונה גזענית, ולא נותנת לו לטעום את הטעם המרוקאי. Tell me, ניסים, אבל ברוך השם, הכל בסדר עכשיו, ויש, אתה עכשיו הולך לעשות משהו מעניין. אתה הולך להוציא ליין של ביגוד, של שטריימל ומעילים וכל הדברים שלך, נכון?
Yeah, נכון.
מה, אתה הולך למכור בגדים? You going to sell שטריימל?
Yeah, for sure, בטח, למה לא? Of course. I mean, maybe the Shabbos, you know, a few different things like that, you know? Uh-huh. And the concerts and different things like that, you know, I do different things. I switch it up a little bit. You know, whatever costumes, all the videos, whatever, I switch it up to whatever I feel like is good. But on Shabbos, for sure, I definitely go with my Shrimo, my Becker show.
Yeah, so what do you מה אתה הולך למכור עכשיו? מה, what are you going to sell now?
Right now, what am I going to do? Right now, just I'm staying busy with the music. I'm just staying busy with the music right now. I definitely feel like, you know, right now is my time right now to go out, and it's a whole lot more than just like making the music like the records were before. Now it's going out to the world, gathering everybody, all the Netsutos, everywhere.
Wow. Tell me, are you putting out a website? אתה מוציא אתר חדש? You having a new website?
Yeah, I do have a website. It's nisimofficial.com. I don't know how you say official, you know, like a referee. Official. So nisimofficial.com, and official. On there people can get everything, you know? They can catch everything. All the socials, everything.
Nice.
Is there. What's going on with Menachem? Let's interview you.
I'm okay, my friend. Nisim Black, חבר'ה, באמת, איזה כיף לדבר איתו. Nisim, מה עם שיר חדש? What about a new song?
Yeah, I got a new song coming out on Friday morning, or at midnight on Thursday. I think it's midnight on Thursday in New York time. I have a new song, a new video called Rain Man coming out.
Oh, what's it called? Rain Man? What?
Rerun, you know, like a repeat of a show, like a rerun.
Rerun. Rerun. To run again. הולך להוציא שיר חדש וקליפ ביום חמישי בלילה, חברים, שיר חדש. So that's your first song after the corona, נכון? זה השיר הראשון שלך אחרי הקורונה.
Yes, the first one to come out after. Yes.
How's your voice?
My voice is great. You know, since I came home from the hospital already, I recorded 13 songs after I came from the hospital.
Wow.
The first three or four songs, I felt, you know, my voice was different. You know, after three or four songs, I got everything back, you know? So, ברוך השם.
הוא אומר הוא חזר הביתה, הקליט כבר 13 שירים. בשלושה הראשונים, הקול שלו ככה היה קשה לו לשיר בגלל הקורונה, אבל מאז הקול שלו השתחרר. ניסים שמוציא ביום חמישי שיר חדש ושהחלים מהקורונה. ניסים בלק, תודה רבה. Thank you so much, my brother.
thank you so much.
עכשיו איתכם, זמן אוויר, עם מנחם דוקר.